place. Amen. Those things can no longer stay the same. Amen. Those things can no longer stay the same. There's a divine reversal taking place. There's a divine, and within this divine reversal taking place, there's a new attitude of expectation. That's what's going to cause the tide to turn. It's your attitude of saying, yes, it's time. So as a reversal is taking place, a divine attitude of expectation is rising up within the church that is saying, let us go to the other side. Let us go to the other side. For you see, if we stay where we're at, we'll surely die. So in order for change to happen, the first thing we have to do is get up. Have an attitude of expectation that it can change, it will change, and it has to change in order for the new to take place. For you see, there's too much at stake to stay where we are at. There's too much at stake for you to stay where you're at. There's new ground to take, new opportunities to cease. The kingdom of God is a message of salvation to preach, a time for people to rise up and say, I want to be counted in on what is going on and what is taking place. Amen. There's a leader inside of each and every one of us, and it's just waiting for the presence of God to bring that out. People are looking for answers, and we know that we have the answer. Jesus Christ is the way. Amen. He is the way and He is the truth. The word, that there has been a word that has somehow become hidden because of circumstances and situations this past year. The word, there's a word inside of you. There's a word inside of you. And somehow it has got hidden. It's not gone out, as we'll see later. Nothing can distinguish the word of God. Amen. Or extinguish the word of God. But there is a word inside of you that has been hidden. Somehow it has become hidden because of the circumstances and situations that has clouded that word. And there is an illumination of the Spirit of God going to light the fire inside of you again. That word is going to be lit up again in the days ahead. Now there is an Eli that is willing to tell the people. There is a voice. The voice that you're hearing is God. So begin to respond to that voice. And like Samuel said, here am I, Lord. I hear you. Speak to me. You have an ear to hear the voice of God. You have a spiritual ear to hear that voice. There's Samuels in the house that are saying, speak, Lord, for your servant heareth. Speak, Lord, for your servant hears. So do I have an ear in the house today? Let us go to the other side, because we can't stay where we're at, because we'll die. Not physical death, but die to the things and dreams and ambitions and opportunities that God has promised that's ours. That's the death I'm talking about. Because when we get to heaven, we're going to have it all. Our salvation is secured in Jesus Christ. But missing the opportunities in life while we're here on this earth is what we're aiming for now, to see the kingdom of God brought to the earth for such a time as this. So in 1 Samuel, we begin to read the story of the miraculous birth of Samuel and how that God heard the cry of a barren woman to have a son. So when Hannah, the woman's name was Hannah, she begins to cry to God for a son. And she may not have understood it at the moment, at that time of intercession before God, because she was barren and she wanted a son and desired a son. The cry of her heart was much further than even what she knew at that time. Beyond her own present circumstances of barrenness, but it was really for the future of Israel. So, you know, when we come before God, don't forsake the intercession that God wants to birth through you. Because we see the smaller picture, God sees the bigger picture. And sometimes we think it's all about us, when in reality it's much more than just about us. But God's got to start somewhere. So why not you? Why not now? So having children, and especially sons in those days, was a sign of symbol. It was a symbol of hope and restoration and renewal, that the future could go on, the promises of God could go on, that there would be life. And so never forsake the cry of intercession. And we're just walking it out one step at a time as God leads. And as I said before, He always gives us just enough light for the step that we're on. And that's all we need. It's just enough light for the step we're on. So Israel had been settled in here in this land for a long time. And as they entered into this new land, they entered, I'm sure, with hopes and dreams for a brighter future of where they came from. But as they began to live out this promise of a brighter future, the years began to pass by, and they began to get comfortable. They began to get comfortable where they were at, and they began to forget about how God had delivered them. They began to forget about the provision of God, and they began to become more occupied with their own interest and their desire for God to begin to grow dimmer. Have you been there? Amen. So everyone did as they wanted to do. So I pray that the church gets out of that today. We get out of that today. That we become not so preoccupied with just living life, but there is more that God's wanting to do. So they have become preoccupied with living life. And once we get so preoccupied, it's the presence of God that keeps us motivated, that keeps us charged up, and keeps us going. That we've not forgotten the form of the power of God. That we've not forgotten that God wants to move in our lives and in our presence again. Amen. That He's not forgotten us. He's not abandoned us. But there is hope. There is hope. So God heard the cry of a barren woman, and Samuel was birthed. What comes upon the scene as the winds of change and opportunity are beginning to blow for Israel once again. And now it's another turning point in Israel. And Israel had to come to a place where something had to change. Because if they were to remain the same, they would have died. And there would have been no future for Israel. So you need to just turn to your neighbor right now and tell them. Just turn to look at somebody and tell them, things are turning around for me next year. What the enemy has meant to destroy me is making me stronger. Amen. Things are turning around, reversal, divine reversal, and things are changing. So we cannot sit and stay where we're at because we will surely die. So I sense a renewal of hope that things are changing. And Samuel's name means God has heard. God has heard. So Hannah birthed Samuel in a time where things had to change in order for Israel to get to the place that God destined them to be. And that's the same thing with their lives. If we do not accept change, we will surely die. We will surely die. So God will hear your cry for change, for hope to be renewed, for the tide to turn. Just as He heard Hannah's cry, He will hear your cry. We have been barren too long. The Word of God is inside of us waiting to be birthed for such a time as this. Amen. The set favored time has come. So Samuel was born in due season when Israel needed hope. So for those of you that have felt hopeless, this is the time where hope is going to be rebirthed again. And when hope is rebirthed again, things begin to change because the old way is given away for the new. But change makes people uncomfortable. Do you know why? Because as long as we stay in a comfort zone, we are in charge and we are in control and we know how things are going to work out. But I found out that we are not the pilot, that God is the pilot, and we're just His passengers enjoying the ride where He wants to take us to. So we're not called to be the pilot, but we are the passengers in life, going where God wants to take us to. So Samuel hears a voice, and Eli tells him to answer it because it's God speaking to him. And the message that God began to give to Samuel was one of change, that things had to change in order for the new to take place because Israel, the people of Israel, was dying. So the end of the old way of doing things had to come to an end. He begins to tell Eli. Eli simply responds, "After all, it is the Lord. Let Him do what sees as good." After all, it's God, so let God seize to do however He thinks it needs to be done. and in the way that it thinks it's to be done. So as long as we stay in that comfort zone, we have control of the things. But God wants us to lose control to the Holy Spirit. Lose control to the Holy Spirit and allow change to happen. Allow change to happen. So when we look at Eli, this story here is about Hannah and Eli. You know, it's about all these characters combined in one. It's awesome teaching if you really get into it. But when we look at Eli, it's not just about Samuel. But when you begin to look at the life of Eli, you see that some of the things that it talks about is a representation of where Israel was at in their history at that time. Eli was older. His eyesight was failing. Blindness back then was a symbol of spiritual things, a lack of spiritual things. And this was a time where Israel was allowing the things of God to grow dim because they had got comfortable. They had got comfortable and they had forgotten where God had brought them from. They had forgotten the things that God had done for them. And as we said at the beginning, there is a word that has been somehow hidden because of the circumstances and situations that come along in our lives. And then when the word becomes hidden, it's not that it has died, but when the word becomes hidden from us, there is a spiritual blindness because we can no longer see from heaven's perspective because we are surrounded by situations and circumstances that has blinded the word of God. And that's what the enemy wants. It's for you to be blinded to what God is saying and to the spiritual truth of the word of God. But I want to encourage you that the word of God cannot be put out. It cannot be extinguished, as I said before. The word of God is alive and powerful. And it's a seed, amen, that will produce a crop. So there's that word that's still inside of you today that's waiting to be birthed. That seed of the word of God is still inside of you today. So it doesn't matter what may have happened this week. As Pastor and I were talking, it's not your lack of faith that has caused these things to happen. But it's your faith that has saw you through those things that happened. And it's your faith is the reason you're here this morning. And in spite of everything else, you can still praise God. Amen. You have enough faith to move mountains. He's waiting on you to believe that all things are possible. So the word tells us that the lamp of God had not yet gone out in the temple. And Samuel was there land in the temple where the ark of God was. And the lamp of God and the ark of God were both symbols of God's presence then in the sanctuary. So here Samuel was in the presence of God. In this darkness, there is a Samuel. The miracle child birthed a woman who had been barren, and in intercession, God heard her cry. God wants to birth a miracle through you. And even in your times of when you see that you are barren, when you get before God, He will birth a Samuel through you and reassure you again that God has heard, He has seen, and He's working all things out for your good and His glory. Amen. For your good and His glory. So your future dreams, your ambitions, your desires, your calling, your hopes, they're just asleep inside of you right now, waiting for God's presence to awaken it. That's what begins to awaken the dreams and hopes and desires and ambitions and opportunities that are lying dormant inside of you to be awakened is the presence of God. As you begin to worship Him, allow yourself to lose control within the realms of the Holy Spirit. And as Eli said, you know, basically said, not my will, but God's will be done. Do as you see fit, God. Even though I may not understand it at the present time, but it will be revealed as I go because you give me enough light for the step I'm on. So the enemy wants us to concentrate on what is maybe wrong and why it's not working and why it's not happening. And what is right, what is good, has become dim. And as we come to the end of this year, you may have been tempted to concentrate on what has not happened and the whys. But I want to encourage you to look at the good. It just takes just as much energy to look at the good as it does the bad. So why not look at the good? And pretty soon, You get your happy dance on because she can't help thinking about the goodness of God. Amen? So I want to encourage you to look at the good. Look at the good. Some things may not always continue to be as they were. In order for things to be different in our lives, some things must change. All things don't have to change, but some of what has been will not always will be. You get that? Amen. In order for change to take place. So are we willing to say, let's go to the other side, even though I may not understand it at the moment? Not my will, but your will be done. I'm open and I'm willing for change because I know God's Spirit's going to be there. He said that He would never leave us nor forsake us. And I know, church, I know that the greatest power that we can have in our lives and in the church is God's presence in our midst. That's what's going to make the difference. Thank God for all the programs and all the things that we can have. But it's teaching the people the Word of God, teaching and showing them how to get into the presence of God, and then allowing that Word to change them so they can go out and let someone else's life be changed. It's about the presence of God changing us. Presence of God. For without the presence of God, there is no hope. The presence of God is what awakens that Word inside of us that has become dim because of situations and circumstances. God wants you to be overflowing today and to be refilled with His presence and with the Holy Spirit. And I want to lay hands on you today. And I want to just lay hands on you, come into agreement with what the Word has already said, come into agreement with you for you to be refilled with the Holy Ghost today. We are still a Holy Ghost-filled church, right? We still pray in tongues, right? We still believe in the gifts of the Spirit, right? Amen. So let's just come up here, and I want to pray for you today. And I want to come into agreement that the best, what's the theme for next year, Pastor? The best is yet to come. Yes, amen. So why not start it today? This is the end of this year. You made it in spite of what everybody else has said. You are here by divine's grace and by God's divine guidance. Amen. And this coming year, divine reversal. God is going to do some awesome things in your life, in the church, and it's gaining momentum. And I want to be here. I want to be around when it hits. Amen. I want to be in the middle of it. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And we want to pray for Linda and Glenn also. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you for your presence right now, Father God, for touching us and ministering to us by your Holy Spirit. Refilling us today, Father, that out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water as we give utterance to you, God, today. Oh, thank you, Father. We come into agreement with your Word. I come into agreement with these people today, Father, that their life will be forever changed after today, that hope is renewed in them to continue to believe even in the midst of change and not understanding. But change is good. And I thank you for that right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God, for your Word concerning Nola. Let it be done unto her according to your Word, Lord. Refill her with your Holy Spirit right now in the name of Jesus, that out of her belly shall flow rivers of living waters. That she is not alone in this journey, but you have enveloped her with your love and your presence, God, with every step she takes. Oh, thank you, Father God, for your presence upon my sister now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for this woman of faith. Oh, thank you, Father God, for just refilling her with your precious Holy Spirit right now, God, that out of her belly shall flow rivers of living waters, that her steps have been ordered by you all of her life, God. And for every step she's taken, she's been thankful for it. And I ask you just to refill her again with your precious Holy Spirit, your presence enveloping her, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you for lighting up. Ishatoreka sohobotaye. Ore baba soto oshima baba hasidi alanto koma mamohosaya.
Jesus, yes, Lord. Yes, Father God. Holy Ghost, thank you for your presence right now, Father. Refilling her, Lord, out of her belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Envelop her today, Father, with your presence and your love, God. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, thank you for Brad. Thank you, Father God, for this man of God. Thank you for your presence, Lord, on his life. Thank you for your word that is a settled and sure thing for him. Thank you, Father God, for a calmness in his spirit of just knowing that you're God and you take care of all things. I thank you for that right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, all things working out. All things working out in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for Sylvia. Thank you, Father God. Yes, Jesus. Refill her with your Holy Spirit, God, that out of her belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Divine guidance by the hand of God to dare to go places in you that she's not yet experienced in this year, God. Like a river engulfing her with her, your spirit, Lord. Yes, God. And like a butterfly birthing out of the cocoon, time to fly. And I thank you right now in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for Bethany. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Just let your presence be real to her like never before. Thank you, Jesus. Just fill her with your Holy Spirit to overflowing, God. Thank you, Lord. She has ears to hear. A heart to receive all your goodness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for Brian. Lord, I just ask you to touch him right now in the name of Jesus, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Envelop him with your presence today, God. Shower your love upon him. Oh, and just prove to him what a mighty God you are. Yes, Father God, for your presence to be real. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. Lord, I just thank you for Willie. I thank you for the joy of the Lord that he's experiencing at this time in his life. That his steps are divinely orchestrated by you, God. And I just ask that you refill him with your spirit right now in the name of Jesus, that out of his belly flow rivers of living waters. Thank you, Jesus, that his steps are lighter in his latter years than they have been in his former years. Oh, for your mercy and grace has been shown abundantly to him, Father. And I thank you for that right now in Jesus' name. And for your presence, God, goes before him, opening doors that will surprise even him. And I thank you for that, God, as he continues to put his faith and trust in you, that you're God of more than enough. In Jesus' name. Lord, I just thank you for Rita. Lord, I thank you. Thank you that your set time of favor is upon her, Father. And they can only get better and better and better. Thank you for that word, Lord, that you've put inside of her. Thank you for your presence. Refill her again today with your precious Holy Spirit. Singing a new song to the Lord. Thank you, Father, for your presence that envelops her. right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus. Yes, God. Set time of favor has come. Set time of favor has come. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I just pray for Bob right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you for your presence that goes before him, that envelops him. A time, Lord, where things are being renewed in your body. In Jesus' name. Renewal in your body in the name of Jesus. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Yes, Jesus. Your word that's hid in his heart of healing, God. Thank you that out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. For your presence that envelops him and that goes before him. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Lord, I just thank you for Cole, for your presence that goes before him, that envelops him, that his steps have been ordered by you, Father. Jesus' name. Just fill him with your precious Holy Spirit again and again and again, that out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. That this is a season of renewed hope, that all things are possible to him that believeth. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I just pray for Glenn and Linda right now, God, for the journey that they're about to take. I thank you for your angels going before them, Father, and for the birth of this grandbaby. We just cover the mother and the baby with your prayers, Lord, that it would be an easy delivery in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for this man and woman of God, for instilling such hope and faith in them that they're able to share it with others, and just enveloping them with your presence, Father. Oh, Father, and just as there's a birth in the natural in their family, I thank you, Father, that it's just signifying that there's going to be births in the spiritual realm for you all next year. And I just sense breakthroughs on the left and right as God continues to open doors after doors. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father, for refilling them with your Holy Spirit right now, that out of their belly shall flow rivers of living waters. For your presence that goes before them, and for your presence that envelops them, Lord. And for change, it's a good thing. In Jesus' name, thank you for Marilyn, God. Lord, I just thank you for this woman of faith. Thank you as she stood in the gap and made intercession, Lord, for her girls and for her family, that not one utterance of prayer and cry before you has gone unnoticed, but you have taken all things into account, and you're even working behind the scenes right now, God, sorting some things out and bringing some things together and even bringing some clarification and understanding for Marilyn, Father. And I just thank you for your presence right now, God, that envelops her, that lives big in her, that goes before her, and that you would refill her with your precious Holy Spirit right now in Jesus' name. Yes, God. That your word is a settled thing for her. And that all of your promises are yes and amen. Now I ask you just to touch her, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your love, for your great love that you have for her, higher than the mountains and deeper than the oceans. Yes, Jesus. And for strength to continue to run this race with patience. Covering her right now in Jesus' name. There it is, honey. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. Lord, I just thank you for this man and woman of God, for the hope they have in you, Father God. Every situation that God is working for His glory on your behalf. Thank you for enveloping them with your presence, God. And for faith. Faith that rises up within them, that clings to the hope that they have in you, Father God. And I ask you just to fill them with your Holy Spirit right now, fresh and anew. And for strength to keep on keeping on. Keep on keeping on. Yes, Father. In Jesus' name, just fill them again with your precious presence. Yes, Father. In Jesus' name. Hope. Cling to hope. Hope in God. Hope in the Lord your God. Great faith in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for our pastor right now in the name of Jesus, for this general of faith that has stood time after time. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. His hope is in you and you alone. And your word that is settled in heaven is settled for him also, God. And I continue to speak health over his body in the name of Jesus, that you are renewing every cell in his body. It's been renewed right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you for Scott, Lord. Thank you, Father, that you just envelop him in your presence, God. That you would just envelop him in your presence. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just see that your shoes are on and they're tied and you're just saying, let's go. Let's do this. Let's do this, God. They're already tied. They're already in place. And I thank you, Father God, for Scott. Thank you for your word concerning him and all his, Father. And I just ask you to envelop him in your presence right now in the name of Jesus. And faith would arise abundantly within him. Oh, that you're the God of hope. Nothing is impossible with you. Refill him with your precious Holy Spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Right now in Jesus' name. Father, I just thank you for my sister. Thank you for this intercessor, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for this intercession, Lord. Shotore baba babo so baba daya. Ishotore baba basitri andoro kubo hasia. Shondoloro sitri ala torre baba hasate esia sho baba baba haya. Kondari ala shonarara. Lord, you do all things well. You do all things well. Fire the living God. Fire, 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 in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for Bobby. Thank you for this man of faith, God, that you would just envelop in him with your precious presence right now, God. This man that has stood in the gap for his family and for his children, knowing that God is able, knowing that God can and knowing that God will. For nothing is impossible with our God. Now refill him with your precious Holy Spirit right now in the name of Jesus. That out of his belly flows a new song and a new tongue. A song of praise to his God for all that he's done and all that he's going to do. Knowing that there's nothing impossible with God. But yes, I will go. Thank you, Jesus. For his steps be in order by you. And the word that's settled in heaven is settled for him in this year, God. And God says to you, it's a done thing. Believe, receive, go and do. In Jesus' name, precious Holy Spirit. Lord, I thank you for Vivian. And I just speak health over her body right now in Jesus' name. Not only do I hear health over your body, I hear wealth over your body. That you are prospering in your body just as your soul is prospering. And that God does all things well. Just renewing hope in you that all is well. All is well. All is well. All is well. For our God is able. And nothing. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, God. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for Jenny. Thank you, Father God, for this intercessor, the one that has stood before you and stood in the gap and cried out to you, Father, that's grabbed a hold of you and you've never let her go, that you've kept her in the palm of your hand. When others have said no, you said yes. And Jeannie said, yes, I agree with you, God. I agree with you and I agree with your word that that's how it is. And I thank you for just reigniting a fire in her, Lord. Fresh. That out of her belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Yes, God. A new song. A new prayer language. Oh, shoto sitaria lo to koreba bahasia. Oh, shoto si baba bahaya. All things were possible to them that believe. For your presence enveloping her. For your presence that goes before her. Yes, Jesus. Yes, God. Rain of your Holy Spirit fall fresh on her right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yes, God. Lord, I just thank you for my brother. Thank you that in his own quiet way, he loves you. And he has a heart to serve you. And I thank you for just enveloping him in your presence right now, God. Oh, just covering him with your glory. For a cheerful heart that doeth good like a medicine. Thank you, Father God. Just filling him with your Holy Spirit, that out of his belly flows rivers of living waters. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence right now. Oh, thank you, Father. For his confidence, quiet confidence that he has in you. Knowing that you and you alone are God. And that you do all things well. In Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for my brother. Lord, I just thank you for Brother Sam. Thank you, Father, that his steps are ordered by you. For your love that you showered upon him, Father. For your peace that you've given him that all is well. And for him knowing the God that you're God and in you alone is his help. And I thank you for just enveloping him in your presence right now, God. Showering your love upon him and letting him know how valuable and precious he is in your sight. Just fill him with your precious Holy Spirit right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you for Martha, God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. What I see, Martha, is an ironing board, a wrinkled shirt, and a hot iron. And the iron is not burning, but it's easing all the wrinkles. And there is a smoothness in the days ahead. Things aren't going to be as hard as they have been. but all the wrinkles are being ironed out. And 2016 is your set time for favor. Oh, Lord, I just ask you to fill her with your precious Holy Spirit right now in the name of Jesus, that your presence envelops her. Oh, yes, God, and her steps are lighter this year. As you work all things for her good and your glory. For her love that she has for you, God. In Jesus' name. And I just ask you to fill her with your precious Holy Spirit right now, God. That out of her belly shall flow rivers of living waters. There it is, sister. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. Just release it. Release, 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 release. Release, 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 release to God. Release in Jesus' name. Divine reversal in the name of Jesus. Yes, divine reversal in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey. Thank you for this beautiful girl, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for the purpose and plan that you have for her. For the word that's been taught her of grace, love, and mercy. And she has a heart to serve you. A heart that's full of joy. A heart that's full of joy. In Jesus' name. Lord, I just thank you for your purpose and plan for her. Oh, just showering your love upon her. Let her know how special and how valuable she is. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Just let your presence envelop her right now in the name of Jesus. Your love showering upon her, God. Filling her with your precious Holy Spirit for your divine guidance in her life, God. Yes, yes, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father, for your presence. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for Sarah, Lord. Thank you for the anointing that's upon her life. That she will continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. That her steps are divinely orchestrated by you. And thank you for the anointing. The anointing. And her understanding every day of her life, how valuable and precious she is to you. Fill her with your precious Holy Spirit right now, God. Let your presence envelop her, bringing her into a deeper and more intimate knowledge of you and who you are. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. This ball of energy. It's going to be used for the kingdom of God. Just envelop him in your presence right now, Lord. That his presence goes before him all. Your presence goes before him all the days of his life. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for this young man, Lord. Thank you for this young man. It's going to do great things for your kingdom. And all that he sets his hands to will find favor. And his steps will be divinely orchestrated by you in all that he does. Enveloping him in your presence right now, God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, Father God, right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for these precious babies. Lord, I just speak life and abundant life over them. And I thank you for enveloping them with your presence and how valuable that they are, that they are princesses unto God, that they are loved, that they are highly favored. thank you, Jesus. That you would just envelop him with your presence right now, God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Lord, thank you for this young man. Thank you for the anointing that's on his life. Thank you, Father God, for taking him places, even in the years, Lord, that's going to surprise him as doors are open. Thank you, Father God, that he is going to have a way with people that's going to be astounding. And I thank you for that right now in Jesus' name, that you envelop him with your presence, God. That every step he takes is orchestrated by you as you divinely lead him and guide him in all of his days. In Jesus' name, amen. And I pray for Denise, Lord. I just thank you for the anointing upon her to teach her children. Oh, she's a blessed woman of God. For the great faith that she has in you. And her just knowing that there's nothing impossible with you, she just has childlike faith that if you said it, then you'll surely do it because you don't lie. And I thank you for that right now in Jesus' name, that you'd envelop her with your presence, God. Just refill her with your precious Holy Spirit right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing, God. Lord, I just thank you for my sister right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for the enthusiasm and the joy that she's had in serving you over the years. But all that she's done and put her hands to, God, that she's highly favored and highly loved of you. And that your word concerning her, Father God, is good. Just envelop her in your presence right now. Refill her with your precious Holy Spirit. As she continues to be that beacon of light for you. And wherever she goes, she's spreading the good news of the gospel. Simply that Jesus loves you. And for the joy that she has in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Let us pray for my sister pastor today. This woman of faith, my spiritual mama. I just ask you to bless her today, Father God. Oh, if all of her labor has not been in vain. For standing in the gap time and time again. I thank you for your presence that she's enveloping her right now in Jesus' name. For a new song of the Lord that's rising up within her. Enveloping her with your presence. Refilling her with your precious Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Seeing God do great things in the days ahead. Agreeing with her in your word, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for just supernatural strength. As your presence envelops her, God. Thank you for that, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Thank you for Jerry, God. Thank you for this man of God. I thank you for your presence that envelops him right now in the name of Jesus. For his steps that are ordered by you, Lord. And for his faith that's just quite like faith that just says, Lord, I just simply believe you. That if you said it, then I receive it, and that settles it. We fill him with your precious Holy Spirit right now in the name of Jesus. That out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Doing for him, Lord, some things that are even going to surprise him in the next few days. But he'll be able to stand and say, only but God. We thank you for that right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, there's only one person that has not been prayed for, and I can't believe it. Danny McClister. I think he needs to be prayed for, don't y'all?
There you go.
He needs all the prayer he can get. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God. Standing when you thought you could not stand, and believing when you thought you could not believe anymore. God is renewing hope within you that all things were possible to him that believeth. And today is a new day. Your steps are being ordered in a different direction. And as you come into agreement with what God is saying, so be it unto me, Lord, as you have planned and purposed. So be it unto me, Lord, as you planned in your purpose. Now, God, I ask you to fill him with your Holy Spirit again, that out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. And what he sets his hand to is blessed. Blessed. As he relaxes in you and what you're doing in this season. Thank you, Father. A divine restoration in Jesus' name. And say no longer it can't when God says it can. For hope that God does all things well. Nothing lacking and nothing missing with the peace of God. Now receive that word in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I need all the prayer I can get.
Okay. Wow.
On that way.
No?
Nothing.
Oh, I thought you said something.
I did, but wasn't
it's not important. Don't say that, it ain't important. Okay.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, is your man at the ball of the little store? Father, I just thank you right now. I thank you, Father, for your presence in her life. I thank you, Lord God, for the commitment that she's made to you. And I know, Lord God, you spoke to me and said because of that commitment, you're going to open up a new horizon for her. You're going to enable her to do things that she didn't think would ever be possible. You're going to supply all of her needs, Lord God. And many of the things that you're going to do may not be obvious to the people around her, but they will see that something is different. They will see that there's a new fire, a new hope, a new victory, and an expanded vision. And I thank you, Lord God, for it. I ask your blessings upon her and Kenny and her family. And I thank you, Father, for people like this to stand with us and hold up our hands when we're ministering unto you. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Now stand right here by me so I can use your microphone. I want to ask, first of all, I want to ask you, when Lori was being prayed for, or right at the end of when she was being prayed for, did you hear that refrain, the music? Did anybody hear it? Did you do anything back there to cause it? And, I mean, it was just like, I looked up to see if Mackenzie was sitting at the piano. How many of you heard it? Yeah. Yeah. And so, is that a sign and a wonder? The angels and the Lord are here. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to let you stand and be dismissed, and you can pray the closing prayer and give me time to get to the door.
Okay. Oh, thank you, Father, for visiting us today. In your presence, there's fullness of joy. And Lord, I speak a blessing over these people as they go forth in this week, God, with renewed hope that there's nothing impossible with you. And as we enter into this next year, that we're going to see some mighty and awesome things. Because of who you are, we choose to believe, Father God. We choose to believe. I speak favor again over these people, that whatever they set their hands to is blessed. That their set time of favor has come. Their set time of favor has come. And the church said, amen. Amen.
Oh, Remember the 80s? A lot's changed since then, but there's one thing that hasn't: the way Georgia funds student education.